This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
So let me start this hour with some disclosure. I've been accused of disseminating safe, effective, and money-saving health advice. And the verdict is in, folks. And the verdict is guilty. Guilty of all of those charges. Welcome to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob. In here, in the capacity of helping you with your most precious possession, your health, encouraging you to become your own best doctor most of the time. Now, if you're just tuning in for the very first time and missed last hour, the interview that I just finished with Dr. Ross Pelton, a licensed pharmacist, board-certified clinical nutritionist, author of about 10 books, former hospital administrator, the list goes on. And the discussion that we had about how to better take care of your skin to try to reduce, prevent, avoid, and get over the various and sundry skin conditions that you always hear about, from rashes to itches to eczema to psoriasis, you name it, all these various skin conditions that people are plagued with, don't know what to do. You have now a possibility of learning and knowing how to take care of your skin based on the interview. And if you missed last hour's interview, you'll be able to hear it in my podcast library as of this coming Wednesday. The webmaster will have it up in the podcast library at drbob.com. Spell out the word doctor. D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com, drbob.com. Then go to the podcast library. There's a button. You'll see it on the home page there. And just listen to it for the first time, or listen to it all over again. And, of course, my comments also on the Olympic athlete Simone Biles will also be on that podcast, which is really an audio tape of the show. We do that and provide that for you each and every week. All right, now we're going to turn our attention to something else. But before we get to that, I want to encourage you to go over to my website and give us your opinion, because we believe your opinion matters as it relates to this COVID situation, which tends to just continue on. I don't want to talk about it. I hope to have this over, like, soon. It's old to me, but yet it's important to every one of us. Here's the question, the poll question that I have posed on my website at drbob.com. How do you feel our government is handling the COVID-19 pandemic? Your choices include the following: poorly, just so-so, or efficiently. Which one of those three would, for you personally, describe how our government is currently handling the COVID-19 pandemic? Poorly, just so-so, or efficiently? Vote at drbob.com. D-O-C-T-O-R. Bob.com. All right, now, there's an inventor of our mRNA technology. Did you know that? There's a real person behind this technology. His name is Dr. Robert Malone. And in just a moment here, I'm going to play for you some audio clips from a podcast interview that was conducted between himself, Dr. Robert Malone, MD, immunologist, virologist. The guy is just brilliant and the inventor of this technology. He was in an interview with Steve Bannon, and I got hold of that interview and I thought it was fascinating. And so we have excerpts from that, and I'm going to play that in just a little bit. But keep in mind that there is no agenda here. If you choose to have a vaccine, that's your personal decision. I don't try to dissuade people from things, including vaccines, as it relates to a personal health decision. If you choose to have one, I support that. That's your decision to make. If you choose not to, I also support that. But before you make such a good and important decision, you better have your ducks in a row and perform the same due diligence that I do and others like me, and really understand it. Don't just do it on faith, confidence, and belief in your doctor or your government. They make mistakes every day, all day long. Go out and learn about these things before you decide to put a drug straight away into your body through a dripping needle. That's what I suggest you do. Now, what I'm going to be doing here is I'm going to be playing these clips, and then I'm going to come back and ask you what we've learned and maybe memorialize what was on that tape. We're going to go first with cut number one of Dr. Robert Malone, inventor of mRNA technology. And what you should know about him, before we get started with this brief clip, about his professional background and accomplishments, is Dr. Robert Malone has a master's degree in science, a medical degree. He has specialized in the training and has earned designations as an immunologist and a virologist. He has performed extensive research at Salk Institute, and Dr. Malone is a pro-vaccine advocate. He believes everything in vaccines. He is the opposite of someone who stands against vaccines. In fact, he is the developer of mRNA vaccine technology. However, Dr. Malone believes COVID vaccine campaign, the one that we've got going on right now here in the United States, should be stopped immediately. And he believes this is for good reason, which you are about to learn about. Here it is. Cut one. Go.
Number one, and I say this every time, but not only are you not an anti-vaxxer, you have dedicated your entire life to safe vaccines. Is that not correct? In every level of your professional life, both researcher, inventor, commercial opportunities, government work, all that. Your entire life is in support of trying to get vaccines that help mankind, correct?
I'm the opposite of an anti-vaxxer. I'm a true believer.
So you have a doctor right there who automatically is saying to you, signaling to you, and is proud of it, that he doesn't have any axe to grind against vaccines. In fact, he was responsible for, in part, the development of the mRNA technology that went into Pfizer and Moderna and other vaccines that are being dispensed today. That's where he's... So I'm giving you that background so that you, when you hear his comments throughout this hour, which I will be playing to you, you are not believing that somehow he's this guy who's got an axe to grind, he's some off-the-wall person who doesn't know what he's talking about, he has bias, he's got a horse in the race. No, he doesn't. What he is trying to do is stop the insanity, he believes, that's going on right now, and the harm that these vaccines are doing to the public. And when you hear what he has to say, it's going to be shocking to you. It certainly was to me, and I thought that I couldn't be shocked on this topic. But coming from a person with his kind of credentials and credibility and extensive and specialized training in this area of immunology and virology and the research that he has performed, and the energy through his life's passion is put into this, you got to give the man some credibility. Now, I know that
This is a very controversial topic. I realize that. But it's not one that I shy away from, because inquiring minds want to know. We are in the midst of a pandemic and have been for a year and a half. And now they're talking about, again, shutting down the economy. And the masks go back on. I mean, the CDC has done such an incredibly terrible job, just a horrific job of communicating with their flip-flopping from one to the next recommendation, along with Dr. Anthony Fauci, who is a complete joke in my mind from so many aspects, and I know that you look at him as like a grandfather, a fatherly image, and he's trying to do his best job. He may be, but the information coming out of his pie hole, it just astounds me and others. And you're going to learn what Dr. Robert Malone, MD virologist, immunologist, and researcher, has to say about Dr. Fauci in these clips as well. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have brain fog and lack of energy during the day? If so, take back your vitality and clarity with all-natural Cola Gel. Newly discovered jellyfish collagen peptides that aids with brain and memory support. Cola Gel is all-natural with no side effects. Edible jellyfish collagen uniquely supplies the body with multiple collagen peptides and naturally occurring minerals that fuels our cellular system with energy-rich compounds. Jellyfish collagen is a nutritive formula that promotes optimum neurological activity and improves cognitive memory. Receive your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. That's longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. K-O-L-L-A-J-E-L-L. Get your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz, promo code COLAGEL. Eliminate brain fog and lack of energy with COLAGEL at longevitybynature.biz. That's longevitybynature.biz.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Scientific studies continue to remind us all that getting deep restorative sleep every night is as important to staying healthy as getting regular exercise and eating nutritious food. At bedtime, if you have trouble falling asleep within 20 minutes or wake up during the night and have trouble getting back to sleep, you are not alone, because 70 million Americans suffer with sleep problems. Old, worn out, or poorly designed mattresses are primary reasons for sleep problems. Dr. Bob Martin here to share my family's secret for the best possible sleep you can achieve. It's called Cairo Slumber Mattress. Cairo Slumber Mattresses use advanced technology to provide the best support and temperature control for a perfect sleep environment. Say goodbye to sore muscles, back and neck and joint pain. Tossing and turning all night? Gone. Cairo Slumber Mattress, to your sleep rescue. Call toll free 888-958-2008. 888-958-2008 or CairoSlumber.com. Free shipping, too.
You are not alone, and I am here for you and about you each and every Sunday, same time, same place. If you have somebody in your life, maybe a loved one, a close friend, a co-worker, a neighbor, and you believe they could benefit by listening into this radio talk show, well, then write down the call letters of the station that you're currently listening to. the frequency on the radio dial, the time of the day, and pass it on to as many people as you know. Maybe send it out on your social media platform. Maybe you have Facebook or Twitter or something like that. Share it and give other people the opportunity to learn about what you're knowing about and learning about right here every Sunday. We so appreciate you, and we are, after all, the largest radio health talk show in America today, in large part thanks to you. All right, coming up on the program today, we're going to be talking about tremors, how to prevent them, how to treat them, everything from these little tremors that you have with your hands wiggling and your fidgeting, and all the way to Parkinson's disease. Experts, researchers believe they've discovered a fruit compound that may prevent and treat these tremors. We have that coming up on the show today. Also, we're going to be talking about the fact that the most vaccinated country on the planet has more COVID deaths, and it would be great news to report to you that the COVID battle is being won, but that's not true. As frightening as it may sound, just the opposite may be true. Data from the most heavily vaccinated country in the world suggests a very troubling outlook for the future. The COVID-19 vaccine push in Israel is failing. It's falling way, way short of its anticipated promise to save lives, as scores of fully vaccinated people throughout Israel are dying and coming down with COVID vaccine, even though they've had the full complement of the vaccination. What's wrong? We'll talk about that a little bit later. Now, we are in the midst of discussing an interview that was conducted between Steve Bannon and Dr. Robert Malone on a podcast. We have audio clips of that. Dr. Robert Malone, his background, he's a medical doctor, he's an immunologist, he's a researcher, and he is a inventor of the mRNA technology, which went into the vaccines that are currently popular, Pfizer and Moderna. In this particular interview, and there the segments here are excerpted, the most important stuff that I could gather from them to condense them, I want you to hear his words about this, and what he recommends at the end is astounding. What his recommendation is for the future of these vaccines. So we're going to play now more of this interview. Cut number two. Go.
We've seen a progression of increasingly desperate and abrupt rollouts of information, beginning with Pfizer's alert a couple weeks ago that they think we were going to need to have a booster after 6 months, and Fauci reprimanding them, and then the government flip-flopping and saying that we were going to have boosters for Pfizer recipients after 6 months in elderly and immunocompromised. And then the bomb dropped last night. And I'm afraid that it's precisely what I have been concerned about and what I had spoken about on two different podcasts yesterday. So it's pretty ironic. What you heard Fauci say is the nasal titers are the same in vaccine recipients and unvaccinated. That's that's selective disclosure, apparently. Nasal titers are a very poor indicator, as opposed to blood-based titers of infectious virus. What NBC News dropped yesterday was the statement sourced from an unnamed government official that the titers in the vaccinated are actually higher than in the unvaccinated. What does this mean, and why do you suddenly see this kind of frantic scramble? This is precisely what one would see if antibody-dependent enhancement was happening. What is antibody-dependent enhancement? Briefly, it's that the vaccine causes the virus to become more infectious than would happen in the absence of vaccination, would cause the virus to replicate at higher levels than in the absence of infection. This is the vaccinologist's worst nightmare. It happened with the respiratory syncytial virus and in the 60s and caused more child deaths in vaccine recipients than unvaccinated. It happened with Dengvaxia, the dengue vaccine, and it's happened with virtually every other coronavirus vaccine development program, certainly in humans, known in history. And it's what the vaccinologists like myself have been warning about since the outset, is the risk of antibody-dependent enhancement.
All right, that is the voice of Dr. Robert Malone, who is a medical doctor, a virologist, immunologist, researcher, and an inventor of the very technology, mRNA vaccines, that you're hearing about that Pfizer and Moderna are rolling out. So what did we just learn from this expert in this field? He talked about the chaos in our government, about the vaccine rollout. I mean, the CDC and the complete messaging confusion, flip-flopping that they've got going on. And Pfizer, of course, now signaling boosters. I wonder how many people would have actually jumped over this slippery slope taking vaccines if they would have disclosed to them, because you know that these drug companies had to have known this, that those vaccines wouldn't last. They would peter out within literal months of taking them, and you'd need more and more and more and more. And then on top of that, it wasn't going to free you from the mask. You'll still need to use a mask, according to the CDC and Fauci and everybody else. Dr. Malone talks about how Dr. Fauci has flip-flopped on many things. And Dr. Malone, he believes that Dr. Fauci is a big-time liar, basically. I believe, at least at a minimum, a merchant of half-truths. We just learned about antibody-dependent enhancement. Antibody-dependent enhancement is a term to describe how blood tests prove that people who have received a COVID-19 vaccine carry more coronavirus infection compared to people who are unvaccinated. And people who got a COVID-19 vaccine spread more COVID viruses compared to the unvaccinated people. This is according to Dr. Robert Malone. His words, not mine. He's a virologist, an immunologist. He's the inventor of the mRNA vaccine. Viruses replicate at higher levels in people given a COVID vaccine than those that are not vaccinated. Dr. Malone pointed out that this is not unusual or new, because the same problem, antibody-dependent enhancement, has occurred with other vaccines many times in the past. This is nothing new. It's a common situation, and it's unfolding in the United States. You, ladies and gentlemen, need to hear his recommendation as to how to solve this problem. What do we do about this now that we have gone down this slippery slope with this experimental emergency? And I understand the idea behind the emergency, to try to get out in front of this thing in the beginning. I mean, it was just, remember, it was 2 weeks to shelter. That was it. With 2 weeks, just give us 2 weeks, this whole thing will be behind us. It will be in the rearview mirror. Don't worry about it. And where have we evolved or devolved from there? Incredible. More comments from Dr. Robert Malone, MD, virologist, immunologist, in just a little bit. We're coming right back. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
Mom, can I have some Spry?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Spry Gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Spry toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Spry gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
A breakthrough in pain relief. Curamed Acute Pain Relief from Terry Naturally is an easy-to-swallow soft gel with results you can feel. Featuring new clinically proven technology, this triple-action pain formula contains time-tested ingredients that will have you enjoying life again in no time. This groundbreaking formula is small in size, but big in results, and it comes with a complete money-back guarantee. A breakthrough in pain relief. Curamed Acute Pain Relief, only from Terry Naturally, the award-winning wellness destination for safe and effective pain relief. Love your results or your money back. Get Curamed Acute Pain Relief at your local health food store or TerryNaturallyVitamins.com. Occasional muscle pain due to exercise or overuse. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you waiting for the right excuse? Are you waiting for a sign to choose? Why are you waiting? It's the time you lose. What are you waiting for?
Welcome you back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Coming up next hour, we have this week's installments of the Health Alternative Outrage, Product Recall, and Health Mystery of the Week. We continue with segments of Dr. Robert Malone, MD, virologist, immunologist, researcher, inventor of mRNA technology, which went into the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, talking about his opinion of what's going on right now. Segment number three, go.
Pfizer actually probably, we don't actually have the data, but from first principles, the Pfizer dose is about a third of the Moderna dose, and it's likely as an RNA vaccine to express much less spike for a shorter period of time than you see with a recombinant adenoviral vector vaccine like Johnson & Johnson. So we now know that the Pfizer protection is waning at 6 months. And what the data seem to suggest is those who have received Pfizer, which is probably the least immunogenic of the three in terms of durability, length of protection, people that are now in the waning phase of the immune response to the Pfizer vaccine seem to be getting infected. Notice they keep talking about Pfizer and not about the other two. So this suggests... this is exactly what you would anticipate, is the window of greatest susceptibility to antibody-dependent enhancement is in this long tapering phase as the vaccine response declines. And I think Dr. Fauci is being very disingenuous. I don't know what else to say. I mean, we could say he's lying, whatever. I'm accused of being now an anti-vaxxer and promoting disinformation, but to my eyes, the government is obfuscating what's happening here. And I don't mean to sound alarmist, but what it seems to be rolling out is the worst case scenario, where the vaccine in the waning phase is causing virus to replicate more efficiently than it would otherwise. which is what is we call antibody-dependent enhancement. That's what the word is. And people have been warning about this since the outset of this rushed vaccine campaign.
So there you have Robert Malone, Dr. Robert Malone, virologist, immunologist, and researcher, a guy who has been responsible for inventing the mRNA vaccine, talking about his opinion of what's going on right now. What did we learn? Well, the Pfizer vaccine, we learned, is weaker out of the two vaccines that are the most popular, Pfizer and Moderna. The Pfizer vaccine is weaker by a third, and Moderna is more powerful as a vaccine, two-thirds more of these spike proteins, which they are injecting to the degree of billions of spike proteins directly into the human body. The data is showing that Pfizer vaccines start to wane, and he talked about it, 6 months after receiving the vaccine. These vaccine companies knew this when they rolled this out. They didn't disclose it. They, you know, they waffled on it. Well, we don't really know how long it's going to last. It may last a long time. Yeah, it could be over. You may need to. Now, we went from one vaccine to two vaccines. Now they're talking about boosters. You're talking about billions and billions of profitability in dollars. And I don't begrudge anybody in our capitalistic society making money, but on the backs of misinformation, disinformation, and outright dishonesty and deception, is another thing altogether. In people who had been vaccinated, Dr. Malone pointed out, as the vaccine's effect starts to diminish, it causes the COVID-19 virus to replicate more efficiently. So you have somebody that says, okay, I've got the vaccine. They've got that badge of honor. And they're going, I've got the vaccine. I did the vaccine. I did my part. And then they learn through Dr. Malone and others that as that vaccine starts to wear down in your body, the virus itself, the COVID virus, starts to replicate even more rapidly, more efficiently. As thus, he talked about the development of antibody-dependent enhancement and how that works and how these people who have had the vaccines are now more infective to others, including other people who have been fully vaccinated and those who have been unvaccinated, but they're probably even more protected because they have, most of them, naturally acquired immunity, which is much more robust with the response that their immune systems have gone through. And, of course, I almost forgot, we are reminded that, according to Dr. Malone, his opinion that Dr. Fauci is a big F-A-T liar. And I have been telling you that for a long time. I knew it immediately when he first announced, when the whole thing started a year and a half ago, that masks were ridiculous. They don't do much. It's really only good for surgeons to wear it. So maybe once in a while a droplet doesn't fly out of their mouth when they're doing surgery. But otherwise, masks don't work. They're not going to stop anything. And he was right to begin with. And I've had other virologists on this radio show, one particular, Dr. Judy Mikovits, who's a world-renowned virologist, talking about masks don't work. And this whole thing about social distancing, it's a joke. 3 feet, 6 feet. You go back and you look at the studies that the Germans and the Japanese have done on it. Germs, vaporized or aerosolized viruses, travel as much as 24 feet in length when they are wafting through the air that could infect people. And we're worried about 3 feet. It is such a bizarre and bogus thing that has happened here to our nation. But how in the heck do we get out of this? What do we do? What can you do? Well, we've been talking about that. And the president of the United States, Biden, is constantly beating down on you, harboring on you. Biden. President Biden, talking about there, you. Go ahead. What was that?
You're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Yeah, right. Now we're finding out. And did you see the latest news about it in Massachusetts? That 74% of those people who are now being diagnosed with COVID, 74% of them are fully vaccinated. Now, again, I want to point out, I am not telling you not to get a vaccine. I'm not telling you to get a vaccine. But you best learn about this stuff instead of taking your directions from people who seem to be completely chaotically messaging you with different things, it seems, about almost every other day. All over the place, the CDC. What an embarrassment the Centers for Disease Control and Quasi-Prevention is about. And all their henchmen. And, you know, the wholly owned subsidiary of the pharmaceutical industry, the FDA, is waiting to weigh in on this. They haven't even okayed this yet. Where will it end? Well, it has to. There is no end in sight. At least that's what some experts are believing. But you can personally do something about it yourself. And that's exactly what we talk about on this show. How to help you to become your own best doctor most of the time and getting you as strong as possible. So when it comes in your way, and it will come your way, you can weather the storm. We're right back with more after this. I'm Dr. Bob Martin.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Introducing the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95, a revolutionary telomere supplement proven to lower human cellular age by 7 years on average and lengthen telomeres by an astounding 80%. As we age, we lose telomere length, and that's a big part of what causes us to look older and why we feel the effects of aging. Telos 95 helps to stop the clock of aging with one simple 95 milligram capsule daily. Telos 95 is clinically proven to reverse the effects of aging. Want a free 30-count bottle to sample? Log on to longevitybynature.biz and enter coupon code TELOS95. Get a free 30-count bottle today at longevitybynature.biz. Enter coupon code TELOS95 and roll back the aging process today. Telos 95 can be found at longevitybynature.biz by entering coupon code TELOS95, spelled TELOS95.
Scientific studies continue to remind us all that getting deep restorative sleep every night is as important to staying healthy as getting regular exercise and eating nutritious food. At bedtime, if you have trouble falling asleep within 20 minutes or wake up during the night and have trouble getting back to sleep, you are not alone because 70 million Americans suffer with sleep problems. Old, worn out, or poorly designed mattresses are primary reasons for sleep problems. Dr. Bob Martin here to share my family's secret for the best possible sleep you can achieve. It's called Cairo Slumber Mattress. Cairo Slumber Mattresses use advanced technology to provide the best support and temperature control for a perfect sleep environment. Say goodbye to sore muscles, back and neck and joint pain. Tossing and turning all night? Gone. Cairo Slumber Mattress, to your sleep rescue. Call toll-free 888-958-2008. 888-958-2008 or CairoSlumber.com. Free shipping, too.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Tuned in to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Please don't forget that the extension of this radio show is my personal website at drbob.com. Spell out the word doctor, drbob.com. There you will find articles from around the globe that I personally select for you. And I think many of them are amazing and things you won't find anywhere else. At least I can't. And it's all compressed into one website. And there's a lot of other features over there as well, including the podcast library. If there's somebody in your life who's been on the fence about getting a vaccine for COVID or has already had one and they need to step back and learn what just happened, wouldn't it be good to refer them to this educational process that's going on right now? You hearing from an inventor of the very technology, mRNA, that has gone into these vaccines, a prominent medical doctor by the name of Dr. Robert Malone, who's a physician, researcher, virologist, and immunologist, talking about these vaccines during a interview that he conducted with Steve Bannon that I got my hands on, and I was absolutely astounded, but not surprised. We'll get back to that in just a moment. I also want to let you know that NIH, National Institutes of Health Research, may indicate that there's a seed oil that prevents the heart damage from these COVID shots. You're hearing about the tens of thousands of people who are developing heart problems, myocarditis, pericarditis, inflammation of heart muscle in younger people who are getting these vaccines. And now the National Institutes of Health say that there may be a seed oil that helps protect from heart damage that people are getting into as a result of taking these vaccines. And when a recent story broke about the CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Quasi-Prevention, calling for an emergency meeting about the troubling number of cases linking this myocarditis, a potentially death condition, and other heart-related problems to the mRNA COVID-19 vaccines, it got the attention of scientists and doctors around the world. Well, new research published in the journal Vascular Pharmacology shows a molecule in a special seed oil binds to receptors in the lungs and potentially stopping inflammation and vascular damage associated with these shots. So if you've got a young person in your life, or anybody for that matter, and they're concerned about their heart, whether they've had a vaccine or thinking about getting a vaccine, this is a segment next hour you won't want to miss out on. All right, we're going to go back to this interview that was conducted with Dr. Robert Malone, who is a physician, researcher, virologist, immunologist, inventor of the mRNA technology, and his discussion with Steve Bannon about this scenario. Here we go with cut number four. Go.
This, actually, the way this virus was structured, the way this virus was rolled out, the vaccine, is that it actually exacerbates susceptibility to the virus, particularly mutations. Is that correct?
Okay, so the mutations is another misleading set of statements from Dr. Fauci. The escape mutants that are escaping vaccine select and pressure are most likely developing in the people that have been vaccinated, not in the unvaccinated. So that's just another convenient lie. But antibody-dependent enhancement can be influenced by escape mutants, but I suspect what the data are suggesting, if they're validated. So I only have this NBC News report from an unnamed government source. But if it's easy enough to get titers in patients that have been vaccinated versus those that have not been vaccinated that are infected with SARS-CoV-2, in this case Delta variant, and if those data verify that the titers are higher in the blood with those that have been vaccinated compared to those that have not been vaccinated, that would be the smoking gun to demonstrate antibody-dependent enhancement of virus replication, and that would typically correlate with disease. So that's where we're at, is these preliminary signals being disclosed by unnamed government officials suggest that we're there in the worst-case scenario that the vaccine community has been warning about since the beginning of the outbreak, because it's been the history of all other coronavirus vaccine development programs in humans and in most of the animals.
Okay, so what did we learn from virologist, immunologist, inventor of the mRNA technology, who should know a lot about it, physician himself, medical doctor, Dr. Robert Malone? What did we learn? Well, Steve Bannon, the interviewer, asked the question of Dr. Malone to explain that all of these variants that we're hearing about, whether it be the UK variant, the South American variant, now we have the most prevailing one here, the Delta Indian variant, we are witnessing today, including this Delta variant, COVID-19 viruses are developing rapidly and more often than not in vaccinated versus unvaccinated people. So if the Delta holds true, if this data holds true, it just proves that many of these campaigns develop this condition called antibody-dependent enhancement. It's driving a worsening of the pandemic in vaccinated people versus those who are not. And Dr. Fauci continues to be a merchant of lies, according to Dr. Malone. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned with the change of seasons? Are you looking for a product to support a healthy immune system? Then you must be looking for Oreganol P73, made by North American Herb and Spice, who are a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Oreganol P73 is not your normal oregano. No, Oreganol P73 is made from oregano that grows wild at 10,000 feet above sea level in the mountains of the Mediterranean. That's why it's such a powerful support for your immune system. Try Oreganol P73 today and discover what millions already know during this winter season. To learn more about Oreganol P73, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Oreganol P73.
Staying healthy has never been more important. And Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, maker of premier heart and immune health products, is leading the way to better health with a groundbreaking new formula, Kyolic Omega AGE. Kyolic Omega AGE combines the cardiovascular power of Kyolic's best-selling organically grown aged garlic extract with sustainably sourced fish oil and a synergistic blend of the nutrients, vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6, 9, and 12 that have been clinically shown to support heart, bone, and immune health, all in one supplement, providing you with a comprehensive and convenient way to take your health to the next level. So check off all of those individual supplements from your shopping list and get Kyolic Omega AGE for heart, bone, and immune health today. Look for Kyolic Omega AGE at fine natural health retailers near you. Learn more at Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Stay healthy. Live better.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Introducing the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95, a revolutionary telomere supplement proven to lower human cellular age by 7 years on average and lengthen telomeres by an astounding 80%. As we age, we lose telomere length, and that's a big part of what causes us to look older and why we feel the effects of aging. Telos 95 helps to stop the clock of aging with one simple 95 milligram capsule daily. Telos 95 is clinically proven to reverse the effects of aging. Want a free 30-count bottle to sample? Log on to longevitybynature.biz and enter coupon code TELOS95. Get a free 30-count bottle today at longevitybynature.biz. Enter coupon code TELOS95 and roll back the aging process today. TELOS95 can be found at longevitybynature.biz by entering coupon code TELOS95, spelled TELOS95.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. But God only knows the real you. That's the kind of love that God only knows.
And I welcome you back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Please don't go anywhere, because next hour we have got so much information to share with you. If you miss a little, you're going to miss a lot. Don't do that. So stick around. You can't get the next hour, flow over to my website, drbob.com. Spell out the word doctor for the remaining hour at live streaming audio over there. Next hour, also, the health alternative outrage and product recall of the week, plus the health mystery of the week. This hour, we haven't been able to take calls, which is unusual for the show, because I love taking your phone calls on your open line health questions. Next hour, if you'd like to comment on what you've been hearing here in this interview, this podcasted interview between Steve Bannon and Dr. Robert Malone, physician, researcher, virologist, immunologist, and inventor of mRNA technology. If you want to hear this again or share it with other people, I would highly suggest you do so. How are they going to find out this information out like you are right now unless they hear about it? It'll be in the podcast library as of this coming Wednesday. Wednesday, you'll be able to go into the podcast library at drbob.com and listen to it again, take notes, send it on to other people. It may be a lifesaver for some. Now, we're going to conclude with this interview that was conducted with Dr. Robert Malone and his recommendations about the crisis, the pandemic that we are in currently. Listen to what he has to say. This is a guy who actually invented what's going on right now with this mRNA technology. Cut number five. Go.
What is your recommendation to the task force about what needs to be done now, both from practical actions and messaging? Let's take the actions first. What would you recommend they do right away? We got a minute. We'll hold you over the break, but in a minute, just what actions do you think need to be taken today?
If the data are consistent with ADE, we have to stop the vaccine campaign. We have to pivot to expediting as much as possible drug treatments, which have been largely blocked and suppressed at the FDA level, particularly for repurposed drugs. And it's not just my experience with the DOD that this is happening. I hear it again and again and again from other sources that if they're working on drugs, unless they're part of the active trials, which is the NIH-sponsored trials that are really paid for by Gates.
All right. A little issue at the end of that clip. So what did we learn in that final segment from Dr. Robert Malone, virologist, immunologist, inventor of the mRNA, a medical doctor? What did we learn from him? He's saying if the data holds up related to this problem that we are finding ourselves in, the antibody-dependent enhancement, which happens when a person is vaccinated, if that information holds up, he's suggesting the government stop the vaccine campaign now and pivot to the use of drugs to treat the symptoms. Well, we know here on this show there are other ways to go about doing that as well, and we'll discuss them, of course, in the future. All right, we're coming right back. Stay with us for next hour. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.